It is National Lutheran Schools Week. We are celebrating and giving thanks to God for our Lutheran schools here in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And we get to check in with some more friends from another Lutheran school today. We're going to go to Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. To find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin, go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. Joining us today in studio, a number of students and faculty. We have Annie joining us. Good morning, Annie. Thanks for being in studio with us today.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. And Annie, what year are you? What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
A senior? Ah, so you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll talk about your plans in just a little bit.
Okay.
Also joining us in studio, Andrea. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
And what grade are you in?
12th grade.
12th grade. So you're a senior as well?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll talk about your plans in a little bit. Also joining us this morning, we have Amanda. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
And tell us about, are you a senior also?
I am.
All right. So we have all seniors this morning, all excited about wrapping up their high school career, I bet. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Mr. Zach Brumbaugh, music director at Metro East Lutheran High School. Are you a senior as well?
I am not a senior, no.
Oh, you're not a senior. Okay. And so you serve as the music director at Metro East Lutheran High School and a number of other schools as well. You teach music in the area, correct?
I do, yeah. Three other grade schools in the area.
Wonderful. And fairly new to Metro East this year as well. And so what are the classes, what are the programs that you teach and lead at Metro East?
Well, we have band and choir, mm-hmm. and then a guitar class at the high school. And then I teach grade school band at three grade schools in the area.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And also joining us in studio today, Katie Kylie Van, is that right?
Yes.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us in studio today. And tell us, what do you teach and lead at Metro East Lutheran High School?
I am the sophomore English teacher, and mm-hmm. I teach regular and honors English, and I also teach oral communication, journalism and yearbook, and sociology.
And you also happen to accompany the choir as well.
Yes, yes.
And so thank you all for coming over to the International Center today to spend some time with us and leading us in song in chapel today. It's great to have you with us and get to enjoy some time together. Well, here in studio today on Faith and Family, I'd like to talk about what you like about attending a Lutheran school and what do you value about your education in a Lutheran school? Let's talk with how you ended up at Metro East Lutheran High School. Why did you or your family choose Metro East Lutheran High School? Let's start with Amanda. Amanda, how did you come to Metro East Lutheran High School? Why did your family choose this school for you?
My family chose to let me go to Metro because they wanted me to grow up around other Christians that would help strengthen my faith mm-hmm. and help me get involved more at my school.
Very good. And have you been there all 4 years?
I have.
And yes. has that happened?
Yes, I'm very involved. I'm in just about everything I can be in.
Very good. Very good. And let's see, Andrea, how about you? Why did your family choose Metro East Lutheran High School?
We chose Metro because of the doctrine. My parents liked it mm-hmm. and they wanted us to get a good experience and not have to be in with a whole bunch of people.
So it's a smaller, you're saying is the class sizes are a little bit smaller and your family likes that and good theology classes. Glad to hear that. All right. And Annie, tell us, why did your family choose Metro East Lutheran High School?
Well, my uncle is the athletic director there, so he kind of introduced me to it. And I just saw it as a great opportunity to go mm-hmm. there. And so I can learn about God also with school stuff.
Wonderful. Well, glad to hear that. What do you appreciate most about your education and your experience at Metro East Lutheran High School? What are some of the things that you really like about your school and that you're glad that you got to have as part of your high school education? We'll start down here with Annie and work our way back.
I love that we can talk about God and that we can pray in schools and that it's just a normal thing to do.
Very good. That you have this opportunity to pray, to speak openly about your faith, to learn about your faith in an environment where that's safe to do. That doesn't happen everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah, very good. I mean, Andrea, what do you value about your education at Metro East Lutheran High School?
I like how we have chapels three times a week, and I like the religion classes, and I like being able to get close with mm-hmm. a lot of people.
Wonderful. Who are your who teaches your religion or theology classes?
Mr. Henshin,
mm-hmm.
Mr. G, and Mr. Renfer.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad to hear that you like those classes. And Amanda, What do you value about your education at Metro East Lutheran High School?
Well, I appreciate learning from the wonderful teachers. They've helped me push my learning to new heights, and they've enabled me to succeed in the future. Well, and I also love the religion aspect of it.
Very good. Let's talk with the teachers now. What led to your vocation as an educator? What led you to pursue this as a life's vocation, to be an educator? Let's start with Mr. Brimbaugh.
Well, growing up, I have been in Lutheran schools almost all my life, and I've always enjoyed working with kids from really all ages. My mother is actually a preschool teacher, and so I've helped a lot in preschool classes with the really little guys. And, you know, during the summer, I've babysat a lot and done a lot of, you know, VBS type stuff, helping kids, just working with kids and stuff. That's what I really like to do. And so it kind of made sense for that to be my profession, for my job. So
very good. And so fairly new now at Metro East,
yes,
Lutheran High School. Where did you come from to Metro East?
I graduated from Concordia Chicago in River Forest in 2013. Mm-hmm. And this past year, I was basically unemployed. I was kind of doing some subbing and working with my mother and her preschool in Fort Wayne, where I'm from. And then I was blessed enough to get a call to Metro East to start this school year.
Wonderful. Well, glad to have you here, and glad that the Lord has brought you here to Metro East Lutheran High School.
Thank you.
All right. And Ms. Kylie Van, tell us about what brought you, what led you to consider this vocation as an educator, as a Lutheran teacher?
Sure. Well, this story sort of starts back in a little town in Butternut, Wisconsin, which is in the northern edge of Wisconsin, where my dad was a logger, and he did logging for most of his life. His name is Pastor Kenneth Kiley, but he was a logger and a farmer and a carpenter for most of his life. And when he was 45, he sold his farm and sold everything that our family had and moved us to Concordia Mequon. And he decided to become a pastor, and he spent 8 years, or rather, I believe 6 years, you know, going to college and going to the seminary. And so growing up under his example really inspired me to also take a career in Christian education as well. And so I went to Seward, mm-hmm, in order to pursue that.
Wonderful. And so through the example, it sounds like parents have been highly influential for both of you in terms of your vocation and what they chose. Both of you have Christian educators as parents, and so that seems to certainly have influenced your choices in vocation.
Yeah.
What do you like about the opportunities that you're given to serve and teach at Metro East Lutheran High School, to be an educator in a Lutheran school? What do you appreciate about the opportunities you're given there?
Well, I think the most significant thing that we're allowed to do is not only on a daily basis to share God's word and what we believe as Lutherans, but whenever students experience very difficult times, mm-hmm, we reach out to them as more than just a teacher or as more than just an administrator, and mm-hmm, we become their brother and sister. All of a sudden, we're on their level, and we can reach out to them as members of the body of Christ to uplift them, and that is unbelievably rewarding.
Wonderful. Mr. Brimbaugh?
I'm particularly blessed in this area because with the band and choir, we have opportunities outside of school to share the word of God. And that's what I've always enjoyed growing up in band and choir when I was in school. And now I get to do that as a director, is that not only do we get that experience in school itself, but we also, you know, put on concerts, and so we can take that under the community. Mm-hmm. We play for different church services throughout the year. And so I think that's a really important and unique aspect of our school, is that not only can we just do great music and concerts, but it can be with a meaning and be spreading the word of God through the music that we do.
Let's go back to our students. I gather you probably have friends who attend other schools besides Metro East Lutheran High School. How might your education and your experience at Metro East Lutheran High School be different than that of your friends who attend other schools? Let's start with, we'll come down here to Annie.
Oh, I live in Wood River, and I went to Wood River, the public school there, all the way like through junior high, and then I went to Metro. So I have a lot of friends that go to Wood River, and it's different from like there because just because of the religion class primarily, because that is just so such a unique experience having that instead of like going without.
It sounds like the Christian education, the religion, the study of God's word is really central to your experience, to your education at Metro East. How about you? Let's go to Andrea. How do you think your education, your experience as a student at Metro East Lutheran High School is different than that of your friends who attend other schools?
Well, my friends, they have a lot of people at their schools that they don't know, and so they can like blend in. And it's harder for Christians at public schools to like share their faith. So it's easier at our school. And also the religion classes are different and they don't have it at their schools.
So by having this this opportunity to study God's word and also being in a smaller classroom, as you mentioned earlier, it sounds like you're more comfortable talking and asking questions when it comes to your religion class. Very good. All right, Amanda, how might your experience at Metro East Lutheran High School be different than that of your friends who attend other schools?
Well, besides that of the religion aspect, we're all able to get closer with our friends. And like I said earlier, be more involved in everything. We can share our faith with everyone and understand like what everyone thinks about everything. Yeah.
What are your plans after high school? What are you hoping to do after high school, Amanda?
I plan on going to college and then going and becoming a doctor. I want to be a general doctor in a rural area.
Very good. Very good. So have you already started plans that I gather you've already got your plans set for college for next year?
I haven't yet chosen a college, but I'm still looking around and I'm narrowing it down.
Very good. Surely. Very good. Well, glad to hear that. All right. Andrea, plans after high school?
Well, I want to go to college. I don't know where yet, but I want to get a degree in early childhood education.
Very good. So early childhood education and hoping to work with young children then.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And Annie, how about you? Plans after high school?
My plans are to go to Olivet Nazarene University and then major in elementary education. And then from that, go into special ed teaching.
Wonderful. So elementary education and special education, heading up to ONU in Kankakee, Illinois. Is that right?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, you all have, it sounds like you all have been influenced by people as well. What, Annie, what made you, or what led you to consider becoming a teacher?
My first grade teacher, Miss Cramsey, she was a saint. She was the greatest, and I was really high maintenance and everything, and she helped me so much. And since then, I've wanted to be a teacher like her.
Andrea, why early childhood education? Anyone that inspired you or encouraged you along the way?
Well, my parents have encouraged me, and like I want to be an early childhood education teacher because I love kids and they love me. So
wonderful, Amanda. Why medicine?
Well, it's really funny. My mom has been a major influence. She doesn't have a doctorate or whatever, but she's the sort of doctor of the family. If anyone has an illness or they're hurt or anything, even my friends, they'll go to her and be like, hey, can I have a Tylenol? This hurts. And she helps them out.
Now, earlier you said that you wanted to be a doctor, a general physician in a rural area. Why so specific? What is it about the rural area?
I want to be in a rural area so then I can have the close connection with the people in the area. I don't want my patients to be just a number. I want to have that deep connection and know their names and be able to talk to them about what's going on in their life.
Very good. Let's talk about who you might want to thank for your education or the opportunity to teach, or who supports your school. Anybody that you want to thank for supporting Lutheran education, who partners with you in terms of being educators or being students at Metro East Lutheran High School. Anybody that you want to thank? Well, Mr. Brumbaugh, anybody that you want to thank today for supporting Lutheran education and Metro East?
Well, I would just like to thank all the parents of the students at Metro East. It's such a great community feeling at that mm-hmm. school. And that's, it goes back to talking about the difference between other schools, is that I don't think you get that at other schools. It really feels like a family, and there's a lot of support there. And I know they've been instrumental in providing financial assistance for us and a lot of stuff like that. So the parents of the students there are really great.
Very good. And Mrs. Kylie Van, anybody that you want to say thanks to or for the supporting Metro East Lutheran High School and Lutheran education?
Definitely. There's so many people in the community around Metro East, as well as many, many businesses that are so very generous in supporting the school, mm-hmm. in whether that's by giving their time or by giving monetary gifts to us. There's really an outpouring of resources, of gifts from the community, and that's something we really appreciate.
So it sounds like the community is very supportive and welcoming to Metro East Lutheran High School.
Yes,
glad
absolutely.
To hear that. All right, students, anybody you want to say thanks to, and you can also some shout outs for your teachers today as well. Let's start with Andrea in the middle here. Anybody you want to thank for your opportunity to be a student at Metro East Lutheran High School, and you can give some shout outs to your favorite teachers too.
My parents mm-hmm. and all of the Lutheran schools and the churches and Mr. Henshin.
You like Mr. Henshin's class?
Yeah, I like Mr. Henshin.
Very good. Annie, anybody you want to thank for the opportunity to be a student at Metro East Lutheran High School?
I want to thank my parents and my uncle and just all the teachers at Metro. They have all been there for me individual times, and they're all great.
Very good. And any shout outs to teachers today?
We'll give one to Miss Wilson because yeah. she's a lovely woman.
All right. Amanda, who would you like to thank for your opportunity to be a student at Metro East?
My mom and my dad, all the vendors with the Home and Garden Show and the Spring Craft Fair. My teachers, all of them, because they're all wonderful. All the association grade schools, like Andrea said, and the association churches.
Very good. Any shout outs to any special teachers today?
Mrs. Pritchard of the third grade class at Good Shepherd. She's the one who taught me for that reading is fun. So thank you.
Very good. Very good. All right. Anybody else have anything else that you want to add today as we're wrapping up our conversation?
I think another shout out would have to go to the many churches who support our ministry. Mm-hmm. And they definitely, whether it be sending pastors or supporting us by sending us students, mm-hmm. we are so grateful and indebted to them for.
It really does. Metro East Lutheran High School is one of those schools that's made up of by an association rather than being a part of a specific a single congregation. It's made up of an association. And so there are many congregations that are part of the association, many elementary schools, the grade mm-hmm. schools that contribute to Metro East Lutheran High School, and really serves a pretty large community. And so thank you for bringing that up, that there are many schools and congregations that contribute to that, and a lot of pastors and church workers who I'm sure, and parents that encourage young people to be students at Metro East Lutheran High School. Well, I thank you all for being my guest today, sharing some time with us here in the studio. And I know that your classmates were all kind of, everybody was eager, jumped at the opportunity to be guests here. And thank you for being those special guests and spending some time with us in the studio, taking some time to talk with us about your education at Metro East Lutheran High School and your experience there. Our guest today, Annie, thanks for being here on Faith and Family today.
Thank you.
And Andrea, thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Amanda, thanks for being a guest here on Faith and Family.
Thanks for having me too.
Mr. Brumbaugh. Zach Brumbaugh, music director at Metro East Lutheran High School. Thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you. It was a fun time.
And Mrs. Katie Kylie Van, English instructor, and a number of other titles at Metro East.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for being our guest today here on Faith and Family.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
For years, I've said euthanasia would follow abortion as surely as night follows day. Even pro-lifers scoffed at this prediction. But look what's happening in the Netherlands not long after they legalized euthanasia. They now euthanize over 600 babies a year who they say are deemed to be in pain or facing a life of suffering. What they didn't say is suffering means things like Down syndrome or other mild disabilities. Most recently, doctors there euthanized a woman because she suffered from ringing in her ears. Consider the case of Barbara Wagner with brain cancer, who moved to Oregon and committed suicide. Her insurance carrier refused to pay for a drug to treat her cancer, but they offered to pay for her assisted suicide. It's a small step to making that mandatory to save money.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Hello from Michigan. We are Roger and Leela Thurow, members of Our Savior Lutheran Church, located in Scottville, just a few miles from the Lake Michigan shoreline. For the past 3 years, Leela and I have been day sponsors on KFUO in honor of our wedding anniversary. The voice of KFUO streams into our home, bringing the blessings of programs like Law and Gospel, Thy Strong Word, Book Talk, Moments of Assurance, and many more. If the messenger of good news has blessed you, we would like to encourage you to consider becoming a KFUO Day Sponsor. This opportunity to be a KFUO Day Sponsor reminds me of the words of a great hymn. If you cannot speak like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod brings Christ to people around the world who are suffering and separated from our loving Lord. This month, the Synod is emphasizing our international mission work. Join us in supporting this work and sharing the gospel with those who do not yet know Christ or believe in Him. Find resources at lcms.org/themes/January. lcms.org/themes/January.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcome new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Weary of junk mail messages? There are still times and places in life when it can be said, "How lovely are the messengers." And I'm happy to remind you that Sing for Joy is one of those places. The musical messengers and their message are here for you each week. Don't miss it.
Sundays at noon on KFUO, the messenger of good news.
I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us today for Faith and Family. We've got a little time to do some thank yous. Joining me in studio today, Mary Schmidt and Joni Harwell. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a number of people to thank as we celebrate our 90 years during these 90 days, wrapping up our 90 days this week.
We are. And we just wanted to really say thank you to all the people who have supported us financially. But we don't have the names of the people who are praying for us, but we know there are many of
them.
We know that even these people who are supporting us are praying for us. So we say thank you to all of you. But especially today, I wanted to thank Ronald and Adele from St. Charles, Wayne and Jean from Highland, Illinois, the Trinity Lutheran Church from Taylorville, Illinois, Trinity Lutheran Ladies Aid from Hoffman, Illinois, Trinity Lutheran Women's Auxiliary from Jefferson City, Missouri, Margaret from Downers Grove, Illinois, Donna and Larry from Quincy, Illinois, Jean from Chesterfield, and Linda and TJ from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
And I would like to thank Linda of Decatur, Illinois, Robert of Florissant, Irene of Redbud, Illinois, Carol and Steve of St. Charles, Missouri, Raymond of Union, Missouri, Carl and Arlene of Belleville, Illinois, Kathleen of Chesterfield, Missouri, Joy of Westchester, Ohio, Judith and Richard of Valkyrie, Florida? Sorry, Valrico,
yeah.
Florida.
I've lived there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Alfred and Elaine of Oak Brook, Illinois, Judith of Hamel, Illinois, David and Jeanette of O'Fallon, Missouri, Geraldine of Baldwin, Illinois, Donna and Delmar of Troy, Illinois, Thomas of Manitou, Illinois, who gave in loving memory of Wanda Strawbridge, and Rana of Baldwin, Missouri. Thank you so much for all of your support.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Who were the folks in Valrico?
Valrico. Oh, hold on. Oh, Valrico. Judith and Richard.
Oh, I know them. Lovely people.
You do?
I do.
Huh? Okay.
Yes. Wonderful people.
Well, you know, that's what we have just been so thankful for. We have received gifts from every state, I believe, in the country. I mean, people have really been here to support KFUO, and we encourage people to continue, our listeners to continue to do that, because you are our partners. This is your radio station also. You're helping us proclaim the message. Mm-hmm. We just happen to work in the station, but we are all partners together in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and His love.
Absolutely. So a huge thank you to all those folks and the many more that we've been thanking over the last few days. And as you pointed out, Joni, so many people that are praying for for God's work to be done here, for the good news of Jesus to reach around the world, not just on the AM signal here in St. Louis, but on the internet, live streaming, and through podcasts and on demand through our website. It's great to know that we have this support and that we're not alone in this, that God has given us this good work to do together.
Absolutely. And Mary, do you want to tell our listeners how they can continue to support us?
They can. If you would like to call in and give a donation, you can talk to either Joni or myself. You can contact me at 314-996-1518 or Joni
at 314-996-1512.
And you can also give online. It's really easy. You just go to our website at kfuo.org and click on the Give Now button, and it will take you through all the steps, and I'll send out a receipt to you through email. And it goes really quickly and really fast.
Wonderful. KFUO.org. Go to the Give Now button. It's on the upper right-hand side of the page, if I remember correctly. And very easy to do. Thanks for pointing that out, Mary. Well, thank you both for coming in today to share some thank yous. We've got some friends from Trinity Lutheran School in Edwardsville, Illinois, coming up in just a few minutes. Hope you can join us for that conversation. Probably some of our youngest guests this week. We've got some first graders coming in from Trinity Lutheran School. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this on Worldwide KFUO. Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is a good week here at Worldwide KFUO. We are celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week, and we have had the opportunity to talk with a number of Lutheran schools throughout the week and those involved with Lutheran education. Today, we get to talk with our friends from Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Edwardsville, Illinois. So joining me in studio today, a number of people, one voice that probably sounds pretty familiar, Pastor John Shank from Trinity Lutheran Church in Edwardsville. Good morning, Pastor Shank.
Good morning, Andy. We haven't been able to be on together before.
I know.
We always pass by between sessions.
That's true.
So it's great to be on with you. It's great for our students to be here today and get to sing at chapel. And what an honor and a blessing.
Thank you. It's good to get to spend some time with you in studio today. Also joining us in studio today, Miss Beth Gooden. She's the principal at Trinity Lutheran School in Edwardsville. Good morning, Miss Gooden. Good to have you here today.
Good morning, Andy. Blessed to come, and it's been a wonderful experience for our first graders.
Good, good, good. Glad to hear that as you're visiting the International Center today and presenting some music for us in chapel today. It's good to have you here. Also joining us in studio today, we have Alyssa. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Alyssa, tell us what grade you're in.
First grade.
Glad to have you here today. Also joining us in studio today, Max. Good morning, Max.
Hi.
Max, what grade are you in, buddy?
First grade, too.
First grade. So we've got first grade in the house here at Worldwide KFUO today and at the International Center. All of your classmates with us today also out in the lobby here and enjoying a little snack after their hard work preparing for chapel this morning. So thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us. Let's talk about Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Edwardsville. Let's talk about being students there and being faculty and staff there. What is... Let's start with Max. What is your favorite subject or your favorite time of day at Trinity Lutheran School?
I like the end of the day because after the end of the day, I get the rest at home.
Yeah. So you like to rest? Rest is a good thing. I'm sure pastors taught us about rest before, huh? Rest is a good thing. Do you have a favorite subject? Do you have a favorite, like math or reading or science?
I like math more.
You like math more? Very good. Alyssa, how about you? What is your favorite subject or favorite time of day at Trinity Lutheran School?
My favorite subject is art.
Art. Now, what do you like about art? What's your favorite thing to do in art class?
Is to paint.
Oh, yeah? Very good. You like to paint, huh? Excellent. Well, let's talk to our educators here. Let's talk about your involvement and your work. Ms. Gooden, what led up to your vocation as an educator, as a Lutheran educator?
I am a product of Lutheran education. Uh-huh. So I went to Lutheran grade school, Lutheran high school, and Concordia University system. I'm also, my parents were Lutheran educators, so I kind of come by it naturally. My father was a high school teacher and minister, and my mom taught in elementary schools. So it's kind of in the family.
It's in your blood.
I grew up learning about Lutheran schools and being part of it. And that's really what called me to be part of it. I never wanted to do mm-hmm. anything else.
Sure. So. What do you love about being a classroom teacher? And now what do you love about being an administrator?
As a classroom teacher, I loved sharing, obviously, the gospel of Christ with, mm-hmm. with my students. I taught preschool at Trinity Lutheran Edwardsville mm-hmm. before I became principal there. And I loved that. I loved interacting with them. And as principal, it's the same thing, you know, sharing Jesus with them every day, making sure that the school is running smoothly and mm-hmm. and that we can continue that mission of preaching and teaching Jesus Christ to young children in Edwardsville.
Very good. Pastor Shank, let's talk about your involvement with Trinity Lutheran School. How is Trinity Lutheran School a part of Trinity Lutheran Church in Edwardsville?
Well, we're all together, so that's a huge blessing for mm-hmm. me as pastor. Our school is an extension of our church as the body of Christ together. And so as pastor, we see it an extension of being together on Sunday morning as God has called us through holy baptism. Mm-hmm. Now, as we live together as the body of Christ, we are called to teach our children. We hear that in so many places, like in Deuteronomy, but throughout all of Scripture, that God's word should be a part of our every moment. And it is. Mm-hmm. And how blessed are we to have the school in which it can then be a part of our children's lives all the time. And we hope and pray that so many other churches can see what a blessing it is to have a school, or then to support of a school in their local community too.
Sure, sure. Well, let's go back to Max and Alyssa here. Let's talk about when you learn about Jesus, when you hear God's word or learn about Jesus throughout the day. When do you learn about Jesus at your school? Max, you want to go first?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We learn. We had these. We had these like blue books, and we learn about Jesus, and we also know about other stuff.
All right. So you have a specific time when you and materials that you use to learn about Jesus. You
in
have
the
books.
Morning.
In the morning. Okay. Very good, Alyssa. Do you, so you get to use books to learn about Jesus. Are there other times that you hear about Jesus at your school? When do you learn about Jesus at your school?
What do we do on
Wednesdays?
Chapel. Oh, chapel. Do you like going to chapel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you sit with when you go to chapel?
Max.
You sit with Max? Is Max your chapel buddy?
Well, Alyssa sits by me, and we have a and also we have Emma's brother, Cameron.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you get to sit with some friends in chapel, and what do you do in chapel? What happens when you go to chapel?
There's some music playing at the top, and then. Sometimes Pastor Shank comes up on the I don't know what it is, but there's by the cross, and he talks about Jesus.
Very good, Pastor Shank. You come up to that place by the cross and talk about Jesus.
Yes,
right here.
Yeah, we go to the altar, and we get to tell our children, and we get to. It was such a blessing to lead all the body of Christ, but especially here in chapel where we get to teach them the liturgy. Mm-hmm. We usually use prayer and preaching, mm-hmm. our responsive prayer out of the hymnal, service setting two there. But we love prayer and preaching where we get to then also go through the parts of the catechism.
Right, yeah.
It's just fitting for a Lutheran school setting.
Sure.
So it's a wonderful time, and then we get to bring in other pastors from our circuits,
uh-huh.
Our chaplain yesterday from our Lutheran service came from Meridian Village yesterday and was leading our children. So
great.
We get to bring in all these pastors, too.
Wonderful.
And classes also lead chapel.
I see.
So once a year, mm-hmm. every class leads a chapel, so they also get to be the leaders,
uh-huh.
and sharing of that message. So
you get to help with leading chapel once a year as well. And then you get to sing, I'm sure. You get to sing in chapel, I bet. Yeah. Well, wonderful. So throughout the day, it sounds like you get to hear about Jesus. Every week you get to have chapel and hear about Jesus. Are there other people who help you learn in your classrooms? Are there other people? Do some of the older students maybe help you learn? Alyssa, are there other students that help you learn?
The eighth graders help us learn.
What do the eighth graders do?
We rather read books to them, or they read books to us.
So they share in reading time with you. Either they read to you or you read to them. Do you have a favorite book that you like to read during reading time, Alyssa? Do you have some favorites?
No. I do.
Max, you do?
I like to read Fly Guys, so sometimes when our book buddies come, mm-hmm. sometimes we read to them, and sometimes they read to us.
Who's your book buddy? Do you have a regular book buddy?
I'm with Zach, Levi's cousin. He's in the other room.
Aha. Alyssa, who's your book buddy?
Casey
is your book buddy. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that you get to have some time with the eighth graders and do some reading with them, either reading to them or them reading to you. Ms. Gooden, why is it important? Why in your school do the eighth graders and the first graders get to match up for reading time?
It's important to have the eighth graders share what mm-hmm. they've been through.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed to have most of them from 2 years old to 14 years old. So that's a long time to get to know each other. And I think they share their faith with them. And also just, you know, normal academics, the normal reading and the math. And, and you know, it's just a nice, friendly family atmosphere that they they just really love.
What are some of the things that the eighth graders, have they shared with you what they think about having time in the first grade classroom? Have they shared anything about that?
They learn about caring for somebody younger. You know, they've said things like, I don't know how you care for them and us all at the same time. But they really, they love it. And when they don't get to do it, then I usually hear about it.
Yeah,
you know, when they don't, they miss it.
I bet.
And in our school, as we talk about chapel, our chapels are broken down into chapel families. As you heard, these two students sit together, but they're in a whole chapel family where all the different grades are mixed together. So they get those opportunities. And as we talk, as we have confirmation and have other, you know, National Junior Honor Society and things like that, we get to talk to them about their Christian witness, Christian example. Now they're moving up, they get to lead. So they get to lead these children and be an example to them and their life. And the way in which they live shows something to our younger students.
When students complete their education at Trinity Lutheran School, they most likely go on to a high school in the area. And there is a Lutheran high school in the area, and some may go there, some may go to public school. What are they equipped for? How are they equipped? How are they prepared when they leave Trinity Lutheran School? Well, Ms. Gooden?
They are equipped academically to move on to the next level. They are equipped in service. And learning how to be that example to other people in sportsmanship, because we also have athletics and all sorts of different clubs and things, so they know how to be good sportsmen and Christian sportsmen. And they just learn how to be an all-around Christian person.
And Pastor? from the church, you know, as I talk to our parents, as they, you know, have dedicated to bring their children into our school, and they're going on to high school, so often we get to come back and they're like, well, but my child still sins. Well, of course. So what do they get equipped with? They get equipped with Christ. They know where to go now in their sin and where to bring their sin for the forgiveness.
So what you're saying is Lutheran schools don't produce perfect people. They produce sinners who know the forgiveness of Jesus.
It's so essential because we're not going to leave our confessions behind. We're not leaving the scriptures behind, telling them that we are making their children sinless in their own actions. We're making them sinless in Christ by faith. So often it's like, well, why do we go and take on the expense and the all the other things of a Lutheran education? Well, because here is the very answer that they need. Here is the Christ that will come alongside them as they enter into high school, enter into college, enter into their lives as sinner and saint. Here is the one in which has forgiven them and loves them, as they sang about today, and has found them as lost sheep and brought them to his breast.
And because of that good news, that forgiveness that they have in Jesus, that's what I hear you saying is what prepares them for that life of service that you were talking about, Ms. Gooden, that they're able to serve their neighbor, to be a witness in their high school when they go into the high school, because they know that forgiveness that they learn about there at Trinity Lutheran School. How important is it that for a Lutheran school to flourish and to be strong, how important is it to have partnerships with the congregation, with the community, with parents, that Lutheran education is a partnership? Ms. Gooden?
It's extremely important. This partnership between pastor and principal is I am so blessed because I have two pastors that serve with me. Jared DeBlick is my other pastor, and we work, you know, hand in hand, and that is so important in ministering to these little ones and to our older ones as well. our congregation, just having that support that we have from members. We have a lot of members at Trinity Lutheran Edwardsville that are graduates and alumni of Trinity Lutheran School, and you see them eldering and in the choir, and you know, I can't leave a Sunday service without somebody telling me, you know, back in the day, you know. So it's a wonderful opportunity for us and a real blessing for me as I serve there.
Good, good. Pastor?
Yeah, and as we came in, we were greeted by Terry Schmidt, who was a student and a principal.
And a teacher.
And a teacher, and now leading for all of our schools. Mm-hmm. Having all these connections reminds us of the very fact that we're all connected in Christ. So no, we can't have a school, we can't do any of this without knowing who we are in Jesus first. And then that leads us into, okay, now that we have this wonderful gift in Jesus Christ, how can then we pass it to our children, our children's children? Well, what better way than having a school on which they're prepared for their vocation, their callings in life, but their most important calling, their first calling, is the calling of faith. So, yeah, it's a wonderful blessing, amazing gift.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have just a little bit of time left before we go. I want to give you a chance to say hi or good morning to anybody. Max and Alyssa, if you want to say hi or good morning to any of your friends or family or your teachers, anybody you want to say hi to, Max?
I would say hi to my friends, my teacher, and my mom and dad.
Very good. Alyssa, anybody you want to say good morning to? You want to say hi to? No.
You don't want to say hi to your mom?
At least to mom and dad.
Getting a little shy now.
Well, we talked about the partnerships that are important. Who would you like to thank for their support of Lutheran education at Trinity Lutheran School? Anybody specifically that you want to thank this morning for their partnership and support?
Well, I think we first, as Beth and I always talk about, we want to thank those that have come before us, right? And we always are thankful for the Schmidts and all the lists of pastors and principals and teachers that have come before, because now we get to rejoice in the building of our own particular church and school, but then all the wonderful heritage and history that have come on before. So I want to thank our elders, our council, our school board, and all of our teachers, but also all of our parents.
Sure.
The many sacrifices they make in their lives so that they can have their children in our school. That's an amazing blessing to know that they're giving of their time and of their talents and treasures so that we can have their children here.
Absolutely. Just a couple of seconds left, Ms. Gooden. Anybody that you want to say thanks to?
All of those things that Pastor Shank just said, obviously. Parents and particularly my faculty who work with me day in and day out to do wonderful things at Trinity. But also to all those, you know, as a product of Lutheran education, to all of those teachers I had.
Yes.
And who helped me through my life at St. John's Young America, Minnesota, and Holy Cross Collinsville, and Metro East Lutheran High School, and Concordia University System. You know, all those people, teachers touch every child.
Amen.
And so, I would like to thank them.
Thank you all for being my guest today. Thanks for being here on Faith and Family Worldwide KFUO. Glad to have you in the studio today.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye, guys. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word right here on Listener Supported Worldwide KFUO.
Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.